VTL Podcast.
I'm Dr. Milind Bimbrekar, and you're listening to Fighting Fit Fridays with Dr. Milind Bimbrekar. Today we're going to speak about another thick friend of ours, and that is obesity. Personally, to be honest, I like the people who are a little overweight rather than those who attain a size zero. I like their chubby faces. I find them more relaxed and chill as an individual, and I also feel they're pretty much fun-loving people. I may be wrong in my observation, but when this little overweight concept moves towards obesity, it raises a serious concern. Believe me, everyone in this world wants to look good. Bodily looks and image is one of the most important part of one's life. You see weighing scales more often than your relatives at times. And at times, the weighing scale can be biggest enemy of yours. If it does not show the results you want, you start hating weighing scale. We see so many people tucking their tummies in during a photograph, or women spending hours in front of the mirror deciding which fat needs to go first. So obesity is a friend who enters right under your skin, and it becomes not your next to kin, but in true sense, next to skin. It's a tough friend to handle. This friend tarnishes your body image, self-confidence, makes you prone for company of other friends like heart disease, diabetes, and cardiovascular diseases. Sometimes you feel like yelling at this friend and saying, "Abhi tu jata kyun nahi hai?" But then it just doesn't budge, it just doesn't go. This is the time you start thinking to cut loose on a friend to come to terms with it. Again, the best way is to take your friend on a walk. The crux again here is physical activity or exercise. I often advise people to undertake gymming to reduce the obesity, and the universal reaction which I get is, "I will again put on weight once I stop gymming, so I don't want to hit the gym." Ironically, these people think of stopping the exercise before they have actually begun. And this is called as lack of motivation. Motivation is the biggest tool to be used to befriend obesity. The next thing which I hear is, "I do not eat so much," or "I am following XYZ diet, so still is it necessary for me to exercise?" And to answer this question, we need to understand certain facts about obesity. Obesity is all about body composition, and what we need to address is to achieve ideal body composition. In this attempt, one needs to shed the non-essential fat and lose inches rather than losing weight. Obesity has emerged as new and serious threat to health, with 22% of men and 23% of women now classified as clinically obese, meaning they have BMI of more than 30. Among the elderly population of 55 to 74, more than two-thirds of men and three-quarters of women and three-quarters of men are overweight or obese. So importantly, one need to understand the importance of having a healthy body composition. And this amounts to loss of non-essential fat, in turn leading to weight loss. To understand this, we must know that our body is composed of several constituents, mainly the water, fats, and proteins. The fats can be classified into good fat and the bad fat. You can also call them as a good Samaritan or a good friend and the bad guys. The essential fats or the good Samaritans are those fats which are required for day-to-day body function. They are present in your nervous system. They are present surrounding your body, heavy body organs into the abdomen, and they are essential for day-to-day functioning of the human body. Whereas non-essential fat or the bad guys or bad boys, they are present just below your skin, which is called as subcutaneous fat, maybe belly fat, it may be fat around your shoulders, it may be fat around your upper arms, and these are non-essential fats which are not required by your body, and they are going to alter your body composition. Now, people who use combination of physical activity, that is exercise, along with diet are probably losing or gaining more benefit out of doing these activities. And the best part is, if you see, those people who use only diet as their armamentarium against the obesity tend to lose sometimes the lean tissue mass. But all those who use this as a combination therapy, they will not lose the lean mass and will lose only the non-essential fat. Achieving this can be done by doing at least 30 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity on 5 or more times a week. That amounts to about 150 minutes per week. This will represent a significant increase in energy expenditure for most of the people and will make substantial contribution to their or to the patients or that or the and will make substantial contribution to their ongoing weight management. However, the evidence indicates that absence of reduction in energy intake with 45 to 60 minutes of moderate intensity activity per day may be needed to prevent the obesity. Whereas people who have been obese and have lost weight may need about 60 to 90 minutes of activity per day in order to avoid regaining of the weight. So this goes on to prove the statement often heard that if I stop gymming, I'm going to gain weight. Naturally, if you want to stop gymming or if you're going to stop the physical activity, your energy intake will not match the energy expended and you will regain the lost weight. In order to check this out, we have to take this next to skin, friend to task. 45 minutes of cardio training or a cardio respiratory training causes these adaptations in metabolism. We all know we derive energy from glucose, which is the main fuel and is stored mainly in the liver and muscles. They are ready source of energy which is utilized during exercise. Now aerobic exercise for about 45 to 60 minutes starts changing the body composition by certain adaptations, which are the body starts to learn to mobilize fats from the body stores and starts utilizing fats as a primary fuel rather than sugars. And the desired effect of loss of non-essential fats, they starts here. Once the body learns to use fats as a fuel source, it starts to burn the non-essential fat. So when I say cut loose on obesity means, you literally cut loose by virtue of doing regular physical activity in optimal dosage, which is probably 45 to 60 minutes per day or 150 minutes per week. You have to personalize your program, you have to follow a certain dietary pattern and be regular in your exercise. Lastly, I would like to say that be on the move. And that is the way forward to lose non-essential fat and to reduce one's obesity. As rightly said by somebody, if you can run, you run. If you cannot run, then walk. And if you cannot walk, then crawl. But be on the move. Don't wait. Don't sit idle. Your idle sitting time is going to definitely decide the amount of weight gain you have. So in order to lose weight, be on the move, keep walking, and that's the answer for the obesity. With this, we come to an end of this podcast episode. I sign off from this episode. If you like the views portrayed in this podcast, do share it with your friends. And don't forget to like it too. You can listen to this podcast on VTL Podcast and all other leading podcasting portals on every Friday in Fighting Fit Fridays with Dr. Milind Pimpriker. You can connect us on vtlpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.